I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is the Tech Central Show. TCS is brought to you by MTN Business. You can find out more about MTN Business at mtnbusiness.co.za, and we thank them for supporting the show and allowing us to bring you these great interviews. And we've got a great interview coming up next. We're going to be talking about MVNOs, or mobile virtual network operators. It's a market that was static for quite a long time in South Africa, with only one player, Virgin Mobile. But in recent years, it's really started to burgeon, and we've seen particularly banks and retailers, but also other industries, getting into the MVNO market. And one of those brands and one of the early players in the MVNO market was Standard Bank, which launched Standard Bank Mobile. Kartik, you are the head of Standard, what is now Standard Bank Connect. How long has Standard Bank been an MVNO now? When did it originally launch?
So Standard Bank launched, Standard Bank Mobile launched in 2018. Mm-hmm. So we've been in the market since then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kartik Mistry, you're the head of Standard Bank Connect. There's a lot going on in the MVNO market, and I think partially as a result of ICASA, the communications regulator, when it was awarding spectrum a couple of years ago, telling the operators that, well, actually they have to host MVNOs now because not all of them have. And I think that's leading to more competition in this market. And I want to unpack that in some detail. But before we go there, tell me a little bit about yourself. You've got experience in both banking and telco.
Yeah, that's correct. Started off actually in Standard Bank many moons ago as a simple business analyst. Worked at the Turquoise Bank FNB for a while. Mm-hmm. And at FNB was instrumental in launching that at that time, the iPad deal that took the market by storm. I was in banking at that point in time, product ownership, but we wanted to solve a specific problem, and we saw technology and this model of offering telco type of services that could solve a problem for our transactional base. FNB had a great trajectory at FNB, and then joined Michael Jordan at Rain, where we launched Rain Mobile, or Rain Direct at the time. So set up the offices in Cape Town, and was a chief operating officer for Rain at that time. Great learning curve, moving away from banking and pure telecommunications, but in a startup sort of environment.
Yeah, that's been quite exciting.
It was very exciting, and you do everything as a startup. Mm. And then post Rain, I joined. I started my own entrepreneurial stint and learned a few lessons in that journey, which was about a 3-year journey as well. And then recently, I was approached by Standard Bank. There was an opportunity to head up Standard Bank Mobile at the time, and they were looking for this hybrid type of personality, somebody that understands banking, but understands the telco market really well, to come in and have a look at sort of Standard Bank Mobile and what we could capitalize from the opportunity in the market itself.
Okay. Mm. Well, let's start with the name change. You've changed it from Standard Bank Mobile to Standard Bank Connect. What was the thinking behind that?
Yeah, and it's an interesting one, and these types of changes happen with the most simplest things, right? So if you think about banking, a lot of our customers were looking at Standard Bank Mobile and getting a bit confused between mobile telecommunications, or are you the mobile banking app? So that's where the original sort of thinking came from. But we took the opportunity to really rethink what connectivity would mean for a typical Standard Bank customer. And we went through a long journey and, did a couple of interviews and try to get a lot of insight in terms of what customers were looking for and what would resonate with customers. We went a bit left field and tried creative names. But then we found that Connect as a name itself resonates in the market. We see a lot of MVNOs, leveraging Connect, and it's become a category, right? So you've got mobile operators, and then you've got this Connect name that really speaks to this this MVNO market. And we wanted to call it for what it is. We want to be clear and direct to customers. Mm-hmm. And then we wanted to leverage, of course, the fact that we're Standard Bank. We have such a strong brand, and that's where Standard Bank Connect came in as a value proposition. And the timing was perfect, because we were also replatforming and rethinking our integration partners from an operator perspective.
Okay, well, let's talk about that next, because when you launched on the back of Cell C's network.
Correct.
There was only one player in town when you launched at the time.
Correct,
and that was Cell C. Subsequently, the market has opened up to some extent, and MTN seems to have emerged as the next big MVNO platform operator in South Africa.
Yeah.
What drove your decision to switch?
Yeah, and I think a bit of history, right? I think there's two components of making the switch. One was historically, Standard Bank Mobile, you know, a lot of the capabilities sat with what we call an enabler or an aggregator. So we outsourced a lot of our capabilities, right? So if you look at the typical value chain when it comes to telecommunication services, from the specific towers right up until sales and marketing, Standard Bank Mobile was really involved in the sales, marketing, and some product development component. The crux of the services was leveraged through the enabler. So as Standard Bank, we started thinking about how serious do we want to get into the telecommunications game, and there was this replatform decision that we, you know, we wanted to make, so bring the capability in-house. And the second component was then to say, if we're on this journey, you know, who do we integrate with? For both replatforming as well as integrating our wholesale services, you know, being a bank, we went through a thorough RFP process. There were strict sort of guidelines in terms of what we were looking for. So for the replatform and for the integration into MTN, MTN came out strong in terms of meeting our needs. And at that time, Cell C was also on their journey of, you know, moving some of their capabilities across to Vodacom MTN. So we wanted to bypass sort of the middleman and get straight into MTN. And it was a great, it's a great journey and partnership that we have with MTN.
Okay. So I said previously you worked through an enablement partner. You're now working directly with the network operator. Does that add more complexity to your side of things?
Most definitely. And there is that trade-off. So as Standard Bank, we had to, you know, again, rethink if we're going to play this game in telecommunication services, are we going to play the value-added game where we, you know, where we're just offering some loyalty sort of component to customers, or is there a real business case that we can take on? And based on what's been happening in the market, the cost of technology, cloud capability, even integrating into the MNO, the business case really stacked up to say that we can monetize this business, but bring the capability in-house. And that, again, means that we have to understand what capabilities the bank has and what it doesn't have and what we had to build. So yes, it did involve a lot more complexity. We now take ownership of the full value chain except for the core network and the radio towers. So we do billing, we do, you know, CRM. We do all that capability now as Standard Bank Connect sits with Standard Bank.
Obviously, you felt the advantages of that extra administration were worth it?
Absolutely. And I think it's around driving innovation of product, getting to market quicker. How can you scale, you know, how can you scale quicker to the base of customers that we have? And it makes total sense to us, yeah.
Okay. Who are Standard Bank Connect's customers?
So right now, our customer base is really our transactional base of customers. So if you want to be a Standard Bank customer, you have to have a transactional bank account with us. Standard Bank Connect, you know, and we're discussing sort of MVNOs and MVNO growth, and we understand that internationally, MVNOs really try to serve niche markets, right? And I think the bank has a privilege of a large segment of customers that we can decide, you know, how do we carve out specific niches that we can serve. So Standard Bank Connect right now serves a digitally savvy customer. We're looking at sort of the middle to upper affluent base of customers that we want to service with, you know, that have digital access, that can get, you know, great deals in terms of connectivity solutions. So that's the base of customers that we're targeting.
Okay, so no plans to expand that beyond the Standard Bank banking, transactional banking base?
I think over time, I mean, you know, what we do is we take everything as a business case. There's certainly value that you could extend if you extend it out of banking. But I think we'd want to crawl first and understand what we can do for our existing customers. And that's, you know, that's the objective of the pilot, is to say, join the journey with us. Let's, you know, let's build meaningful products together, rather than us trying to, you know, trying to put products in front of you. And if it makes sense to expand it beyond that, you know, we would consider it over time.
Okay. Now, is Standard Bank Connect operated as a standalone business with its own P&L line, et cetera, et cetera, or is it seen more as a division of the bank that is going to drive customer loyalty to the bank brand? What is the focus?
It's a great question, and I think, you know, even given my history, I think that was always the conundrum when it comes to these types of businesses: are they enabler or are they a standalone business? So Standard Bank Connect is a standalone business, but we understand that we operate within the confines of Standard Bank. We stand on the shoulders of Standard Bank, and if Standard Bank wins, we win. If we win, Standard Bank wins, and that's also, you know, part of the naming convention into to connect, and it's really this thinking around 1 + 1 = 3. So a customer would gain a lot more value by being keeping their services within Standard Bank. Mm-hmm. But as a business unit itself, we've been through the business case, we've been through understanding the opportunity size, and we know that there's this MVNO growth that we're expecting, and the potential that we can capture within the market. So we're operating as a standalone BU with a P&L.
Okay. And so what does that mean for your ability to be flexible when it comes to pricing?
Yeah, so naturally, our base products has to stand on its own 2 feet, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we build, and again, from a commercial perspective, it makes sense, and the opportunity is clear. If we'd want to do additional services for our customers, there's always that opportunity, and then that's funded through the bigger program of the bank. So if there's something we've just launched a revised Prestige value proposition, mm-hmm. and for Prestige customers, they get additional 2 gigs back on top of what they're getting from Standard Bank Connect. Mm-hmm. So there's the great opportunity. So we can price competitively, but we can also leverage off capabilities that sit within the bank, which makes it really sweet, again, for the customer that would come out as
okay.
a winner.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you, as part of the relaunch, you've announced a couple of new plans. I think they're called Connected Circle and Connected Gigs. Connected Circle, I presume, is mainly focused on voice, and Connected Gigs is the data plan, is right?
Yeah, yeah, that's correct.
Take me through these plans, what you're thinking is, what the pricing is, and why you've engineered them the way you have.
Okay. And again, so a step back, as Standard Bank Mobile, we had plans that were suited to your bank style. So, the headline message at that point in time was to say, get your bank fees back in airtime. But that means as a Prestige customer, if you'd want more value, it was a bit of a challenge, or if you're a well customer, you'd have a different type of challenge. So what we said is that let's try to create competitive products that can fit in the market, but a customer has freedom of choice. So there's two real big categories. Like you mentioned, it's Connected Circle, which is for a voice and data, and then connected gigs. The Connected Circle is a bit of a different play, and we try to be a little bit creative around that. So we know that unlimited calling is something that that the market is embracing, but it comes at a specific price breakpoint. When we were designing our products, we had the desire to keep our customers connected to their communities. So regardless of whether you have airtime or data, we want you to be connected to your community. So a Connected Circle is that you've got a plan from light to pro, and you have unlimited calls within your community or your family with 1, 3, or 5 unlimited calls. So that means if you've got no airtime or data, you can still be in contact okay. With your community. And then Connected Gigs is really for that heavy gig data user that can take up mm-hmm. some products. And then, we wanted to be careful not to play the price game purely, but rather play the game around value. So part of the packages that you get, on a tiered basis, we've partnered with Dress Your Tech, so we can offer up to 50% monthly discount on accessories. And again, it's around, just this around creating more value rather than just a pure mm-hmm. gigs and minute play.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do most Standard Bank Connect customers use the Standard Bank SIM as the primary SIM or as a secondary SIM? And how important is that to you?
Yeah, it's exceptionally important. And I think any telco would want, primary, a bank would want primary bank, a telco would want primary SIM. Mm-hmm. Historically, Standard Bank Mobile had a good ported base, as in a primary base, but it wasn't strong enough in terms of our view to get the ARPU levels as what we'd wanted.
Right.
So for us, as Standard Bank Connect, it's definitely an objective to get primary SIM in customers' hands. But also around this point around you and your community, it's about having a SIM for you, but also your family or your community, and that's the value propositions that we're building over time. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a no-brainer to have your SIM with okay. Standard Bank Connect.
And then just for clarity, this arrangement you have now with MTN, does that give you access to all of their carriers, including 5G?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay, so all bearers, if you have 5G signal, you'll be able 100%. To use 5G.
I mean, we get, we've got full access to the network, mm-hmm. including 5G.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the drivers is, right, that customers can enjoy the South Africa's best network, right? They have been rated that a couple are running. So, and our customers, we want our customers to enjoy that same capability. Sure. So,
So where's all this going? Where's this MVNO market going in South Africa? I'm sure you've looked very closely at what's happening in other markets in Western Europe, in the United States, possibly even Asia. How far is the South African market behind, if it is, compared to, say, Western Europe? And are you expecting big changes to come given the ICASA mandate around operators like Vodacom, MTN, and others, I think, having to carry MVNOs on the network? I don't think Vodacom has announced any yet. Presumably it's coming soon. Let's start with the first question. Let's tackle them bit by bit.
Yeah.
How does South Africa's MVNO market today compare to what you see in, say, Western Europe?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lag, right, in terms of MVNOs catching up. I think in Europe and US, MVNOs are, you know, it's a common look at Mint Mobile, like it's common to be an MVNO. I think there was a shift in terms of, or there is a shift happening now, even in the consumer mindset. So if I think about it, you know, 10 years ago, a customer would come to a bank which offers a SIM card, and the customer would say, why would I need to get my SIM card through a bank? My bank, not a telco. So I think this opening up of opportunities of MVNOs, where we've got retailers and banks, you know, really diving into the opportunity itself. There's a shift in consumers' mindset to say, I can get alternative services from another provider. So I believe that, you know, there is this catch up that is happening. There's a lot of growth. I think there's like around 17 MVNOs in the market today in South Africa, which is a lot. A lot of them play into that loyalty space, you know, at the bottom of the pyramid or the low LSM space, in terms of trying to tackle that market. But we've got a trajectory, and I think the opportunity is clear.
Okay, so do you think we're going to develop now at a faster rate than some of the developed markets and eventually catch up?
I think we're gonna hit a cap. I think your big operators are gonna control the environment. You know, the prediction is about 12% of the MNO market MVNOs would capture.
Ultimately. From where is it now?
I think it's sitting around 2%.
Oh, so there's still a lot of growth.
Yeah, so there is a lot of growth. And if you think about the industry, it's about 130 billion rand industry. And if you can capture even 10% of that as MVNOs, there's opportunity left on the table to leverage. So I do see that there's going to be quite a bit of traction in the space. I mean, we see banks and retailers trying to be aggressive. But again, it's around, you know, not just being this a commodity type of solution where it's just gigs and minutes. In my view, is trying to create what additional value can an MVNO give me as being part of the bigger ecosystem of your core business.
Okay. Presumably you approached more than just one operator in making your decision to switch. I've mentioned the ICASA requirement around MVNOs. How are you finding that side of things? Is that ICASA requirement helping MVNO players in the market? Are you perhaps seeing better pricing from network operators for your services?
I mean, we went through an RFP process and we opened it up to the operators. You know, like you said, I think Vodacom, they're going to make announcements soon in terms of MVNOs.
They have to.
Exactly. And the way we've built our platform is actually operator agnostic.
Okay.
But MTN has been an exceptional collaborator in terms of, and they really have proven to us that we made the right choice in
terms
of
they wanted the business.
Absolutely. From a commercial side, I think you know, there's strict guidelines in terms of what ICASA is saying, what the wholesale business is. You know, there's meant to be these Chinese walls against retailers, so there's no sharing of information. There's a lot of co-creation between the MVNO and the network operator from a wholesale perspective. So to me, I think it's a great opportunity, and I think the operators are getting serious in the space to see how they can monetize their network. Right, I think at the end of the day, they've got a pipe and they want to make sure that they get the best return on that investment as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, some of the big operators have been, and include MTN amongst them, They've changed their tune now, but historically they've been quite averse to hosting MVNOs on their networks. Yeah. They see it as a competitive threat, but that seems to have shifted. Why do you think that is?
No, I think you know the regulator has a big part to play in that, and including with the the spectrum allocation. Mm-hmm. I also do feel that the operators see an opportunity to monetize unutilized elements of their network, mm-hmm. And they'll partner with an MVNO that naturally has distribution capabilities, and I think that was the exciting sort of collaboration between us and MTN. They could see that we've got a large base of customers that we could potentially leverage, and technology has become more accessible, right? So, mm-hmm. so I'm not saying that to re-platform is cheap. It's pretty expensive, but you've got cloud technology that allows you to sort of leverage technology in a better way to get MVNOs to the market quicker, mm-hmm. test value proposition, and hopefully scale.
Which LSMs are you targeting instead of Bank Connect?
So right now it's sort of our middle segment and affluent. Mm-hmm. That's the market that even from a pilot perspective that we we've carved out our value proposition for that base. But we'll naturally keep eyes on across all the segments, and I think that's the one value of a bank having an MVNO is that you've got this rich customer data, right? You understand customers really well. You understand the lending capabilities. You understand the transactional capabilities. And savings capabilities and how do you build solutions for customers that make sense?
Are you doing any sort of personalization? I mean, I'd imagine given how much you know about your customers, there's an opportunity to do hyper personalization, perhaps even use AI to help you in that regard. Are you looking at that?
Absolutely, and I think from a bank perspective, AI is across all the banks, it's something that is being driven. There is this richness of data that you can get if you marry banking data with telco data, and I think as part of our business case, mm-hmm. in full transparency, is that marrying this type of data sets together, you really have a really powerful set of data that you can build again meaningful solutions for customers. Mm. So we're definitely leveraging technology like AI. We getting the richness of our data to build this hyper-personalized views of customers. But there's also this element of not going too far down personalization where you're giving customers confusion, mm-hmm. but really building the framework. And I think that's the start of our pilot is here's a framework of products that's really a steel frame that you can then mm-hmm. you can customize and build over time. As we develop as a business, those opportunities will naturally open up.
Do you see the other banks that have launched MVNOs as your primary competitors, or do you see the telcos as your primary competitor?
I think it's a mix of both. We naturally would compete with the likes of the other banks, mm-hmm. But I think from a Standard Bank perspective, the focus is really around less on the competitors, but around what is that meaningful product that we can build for a customer, mm-hmm. and there is this revenue opportunity that I think we want to focus on. But MVNOs are going to be competing with one another. I think you're going to find some consolidation and collaboration between MVNOs over time as well, because mm-hmm. certain have scale capabilities, other have distribution or technology capabilities. So you'll see some of that coming into play. But we'd compete with both.
Do you think the MVNO market is a little overtraded? I mean, you mentioned there were 17 of them. Can the market support more than that?
I think it is a bit overtraded. I think over time you're going to see consolidation on some of the MVNOs. Mm-hmm. MVNOs, in my view, again, is not as simple as one would think, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd have to serve a niche market. You'd have to be really clear in terms of who you're trying to serve. As I said, we've been a bit behind the curve in terms of the rest of the world in terms of MVNOs, and you've got this big operators capturing the entire population with 100 million SIMs out there. Mm-hmm. So I think MVNOs are gonna have to figure out how they serve these niche markets. I foresee consolidation. I also see aggregators playing a bigger role in the space. So if you've got a smaller business that's trying to provide some services, I think aggregators would be primed for that space.
Okay. Just lastly, is there anything you think ICASA could be doing to make the MVNO market better, to help MVNO players flourish? is there anything, any regulatory interventions that you should be considering?
No, I think there's, you know, there's a lot of discussion around even transparency of pricing between retail and wholesale, and those sort of conversations I think would give MVNOs more comfort to know that even, you know, within competing organizations there are these these strict guidelines. I think ICASA will follow that path, and that will open up more opportunities for MVNOs.
Okay. Excellent. Kartik Mistry is head of Standard Bank Connect. Many thanks for chatting to the Tech Central audience today. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having us, Duncan. It was wonderful.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Cool.